Hi, stranger.
How are you?
haven't seen you in a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. Let's get that a little closer to your mouth so we can hear it. No, that's fine. Just tell me about today in general, the two games back to back.
The first game we played good defense, and second game, had a couple of miscues, and they were able to capitalize on it, and we had some chances, and weren't able to cash in.
Yeah, in a seven-inning game, if you fall behind by three, it's kind of tough. You don't have as many outs to utilize.
Yeah, no, we tried clawing back and just, couldn't get a couple more zeros there to kind of help us, and, that's why we ended up losing that one.
There's a lot more positives, though, with this team of recent. 6-3 on the road. What was going so well for you on the road?
Just everybody contributing. The guys, we're playing a lot better defense, and that's been kind of significant for us in our success recently, and hopefully we can continue to do that.
You've added a couple of players, and they certainly make a difference. Anibal Rivera in the first game, you can see what his slickness around the field at shortstop, and then contributing a big two-run double in the first game, and then Jalen Freeman in the second game with the home run, and looks like he can be a pretty good leadoff man for you.
Yeah, it's going to be nice to have him towards the top of our order with him and Carter up there. They both bring speed and a little bit of pop and good bat-to-ball skills.
Where did you get those guys from all of a sudden? I mean, this late in the year, it's weird to see players joining a team this late in the season.
Yeah, you just kind of, go through your contacts and, tell them what you're looking for. And if somebody pops up, and we were fortunate to get those guys.
No doubt about that. They certainly help. It looks like a guy like Grant Summers really looks like he's settled in and really comfortable now with his situation here.
Yeah, he's a good player. He played quite a bit at Nebraska Omaha this year, and he wasn't playing before he got up here, so he knew it would take a couple games just to get his timing and stuff, and he's doing well for us.
Last one, I have to ask you about Carter Beck. I mean, what the heck? He had quite the run over the road trip and then goes to the All-Star Game MVP, runner-up in the Home Run Derby. What can you say about him?
Oh, he's just a good all-around player, good all-around person, and it's just his work ethic. Every day he comes in, does early work, and has a great attitude and just wants to get better, and he just loves the game of baseball.
Well, he loves the game of baseball, but he's also moving up in level, too, from the University of Mary to Indiana State. That's what you want to see with guys that come here for summer baseball, is to improve their lot and get the opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, from day one, especially his outfield play, from day one when he was up here to right now, he's become a true center fielder, and just the work he's done and the work he's done with Chance Wheatley, and it's paid dividends for him.
What about the catch in the first game? I mean, why is he playing so shallow, first of all, and then going back and making that catch is unbelievable.
Yeah, he kind of caught it awkwardly, but but didn't quite get turned around on it. But that's just him. He's in an awkward spot, but just he's a competitor and just finds a way.
And then the other fun one from the first game was the ground ball up the middle, and Summers the flip to short to throw out the guy at first base. It was 4-6-3, but it wasn't a double play. It was just a nice play, period.
Yeah, it was just good timing, and Grant just yelled flip to Anibal and just made the play.
Nice to have a day off tomorrow before you play two games against Swift Current. Joe, thanks for this. Wish you all the best on Wednesday and Thursday. We'll see you then.
Thank you.